Blog Talk Radio.
To be blessed with the music, and I'll be right back. Get your Bibles out and get ready, because you're on another broadcast with Saturday with the Word. Saturday with the Word. I encourage you, get your Bibles out. We won't be with you long, but we are excited about the Word that God has given us tonight, and I just want to encourage you that God has ordained and assigned you to do some things in this earth realm, and your health is necessary. Whole body, soul, and spirit. Well, God bless you, and I will be right back. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that you are on the line tonight. I'm truly thankful that God chose you for the assignment. The mantle has been released upon you tonight. If you're on this line, there's a mantle that's been released upon you. If you're on Skype tonight, there's a mantle that has been released from God upon you. And if you're on the internet, listen to this broadcast live. There is a mantle of God that has been released upon you. But we're going to be talking tonight about, will you be made whole? Will you? I ask you that question. Are you able to do a spiritual inventory of your personality without fear? Not looking at someone else, but looking at yourself. So tonight we're going to deal with me, and we're going to deal with you. We're going to deal with ourselves tonight. And I won't be with you long, but God put it in my spirit to bring this word forth. And I just want to give you some tools to overcome stinking thinking. Some thinking that will bring health problems upon us. And I want to begin with me. And I'm taking this personal, and I want you to do the same. Because the Word of God is so good, and when we apply it to ourselves, then we become victorious. We become overcomers. You know, as ministers, prophets, apostles, evangelists, teachers of the kingdom, pastors of the kingdom, and we're ministering to others, every now and then, we got to look in the mirror. I'm going to say every then and now, if that makes sense. We need to look in the mirror at ourselves so we can be encouraged in the Lord. But I want to begin telling you to look at yourself and see yourself as being a triumph, being a king of the Most High. As the scripture reads, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. Whole spirit, soul, and body. That's three. We're trifold. That's three. We have to feed our spirit. We have to feed our soul, which is our mind. And we have to feed our body. And this scripture reads that we be preserved blameless. So that means that we have accountability to all three. So sometimes we appear to be okay, but our spirit is starving. Our soul could be starving. And if our body is starving, we can see that. Others can see that. So we take care of this body. But may the God of peace sanctify you wholly. That's important. That God sanctify you wholly. You know, we know that sanctification means holiness. And the word sanctify means to make holy. But it says the very God of peace, our God of peace, sanctify you. He sanctifies you to make you holy. So that you can be made whole. Now we're talking about wholeness. Wholeness. So when we talk about wholeness, I just want you to keep in your mind, the Word of God says to be made whole, it has to be our body, soul, and spirit. Now, we know, as a nurse, we know that 80% of all diseases has its origination. And it all originates in the spirit level. And at this level, the wrong way of thinking can trigger the body to respond into disease. And in fact, all your enemy has to do to produce over 100 major symptoms and diseases. All you have to do is to control the activity of your hypothalamus. Thalamus is your brain, your mind, your brain. And it works through the mind-body connection. So we already talked about the mind is the soul. So the hypothalamus works through the soul and the body connection. And I talked about in the last couple of weeks about how our thoughts are created. I talked about the three ways, the three cells, the theta, the alpha, and the beta, which is the theta is the spirit, alpha is the brain, and beta is the body. These are thought waves. When our brain, and three brain waves, they create the thoughts. And I talked about how we can develop pictures for our thoughts. Because you can go into meditation right now and you can begin to see some things. And if you go deep enough, you can begin to hear through things. But we're going to talk about keeping our minds focused. So our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. And for those that are just coming in on the line, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now, as we, let's say I'm your enemy, and I want to give you high blood pressure. You know what? It is easy. If the enemy can get your thoughts captured and make his spirituality part of your spirituality. So let's say a spirit of fear begins to speak to you. And a spirit of fear knows it cannot put a disease on you unless you are disobedient to God's word. I want to break this down so that you can truly understand what the word of God is saying. So are you saying that my sickness is because I'm disobedient to God's word? I want you to go with me. Go with me. It cannot touch you like Satan could not touch Adam and Eve until they say amen, the thought process of Satan. See, Adam and Eve disobeyed God's word, and they opened the spiritual door for Satan to work in their lives. Okay. So how can a spirit of fear put high blood pressure on you? It's going to need your permission. How can it get your permission? Now, the one thing it is going to do is to begin to give it a thought. And then it will speak to you. Spirit to spirit. See, out of the spirit world, because it is a spirit. See, this is temptation. Yet, the temptation is not the sin, but the act becomes the sin. See, most of us don't realize that feelings and thoughts create temptation. Now, that's why in turn to 2 Corinthians, chapter 10 and verse 5. And see, that verse says, you are not only to hold every thought captivity, but every imagination. We have to literally hold our thoughts that's not of God in captivity. Hold it hostage. Don't let it loose so it can run rampant in our spirit, in our mind, in our soul, in our thought pattern. Those thoughts create sickness when they're not of God. When they are not of God. So the word tells us that we have to hold them captivity. How do you hold your thoughts captivity? Are you able to do that? I mean, okay, just say for instance, if I just keep my mouth shut, is that holding the thought captivity? Don't you think about it. And I want you to go into meditation. And I want you to understand that you are God's creation. And God did not make you with less when you are in Him. And that's the key. We have to stay in Him. In 1 Corinthians, verse 10, chapter 10, verse 5 reads, I'm sorry, I said stop for a second. Like the apostle was talking on the line, once you begin to read the wrong verse, you Holy Spirit quickly said, nope, not it. So let's keep it moving. Okay, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And this is the part I like. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So what that means is we have to bring the thought and the high thing into captivity, because guess what? They're not in captivity. They're loose. See, these are weapons. The previous scripture says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal. But might, they're mighty through God. And the word of God says, to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds, something that holds you strong. And those strongholds that's holding you strong are trying to hold you hostage. But you begin to hold it hostage. You begin to bring it into captivity. You begin to use the authority that God has given you so that you can walk in the assignment, complete the assignment that He's given you. It's all about the assignment that the enemy wants to attack, because he don't want you to complete the assignment. He don't want the releasing of the mantle of God that's on your life. So he wants to create imagination. He wants to exalt himself against the knowledge of God. But we already have the keys. This right here is a principle that we have to apply. Principles, they work. If you follow the rules, if you follow the principle, and it has to start with casting down those thoughts that will exalt itself against the knowledge of God. You know, these are your feelings, your apprehension, your emotion, your uneasiness. You're being tempted to believe that
are real. It was, and how do I say this? It wants to train you instead of you putting those thoughts and imagination into captivity. It wants to train you in the law of sin. So it can put you in a place where you held hostage. So it can begin to put diseases on your body. See, you are taught, when we're taught, when we have these feelings, that is a negative emotion or a psychological defect. But we're not taught that there is a kingdom assignment to us, to you, that makes you want to disobey God's word. That's the enemy's job, to kill, to destroy. Destroy what? Not only destroy you, because he knows if he destroys you, he can destroy the assignment. If you kill the visionary, the vision will die. I mean, unless you didn't, it's been a spiritual transfer for someone to carry on the mantle. And I encourage everyone on this line, the vision that God has given you, train someone. Give them what God has given you so that they can run with the vision. The Bible says, write the vision down and make it plain. Something you want to do, something God told you to do, write it down. Start with the rules. Apply the principle. But high blood pressure, and I know some of you may disagree, but I'm going to show you and I'm going to substantiate it with the word of God. But high blood pressure, it comes out of disobedience to the word of God. See, medical doctors, medical science, they say hypertension is a stress disorder. Now, when you go to a doctor with hypertension or high blood pressure, they don't discuss the fact that you have a stress disorder. He's going to put you on some medicine. Is he concerned about the pathway of your thoughts that produce that high blood pressure, that stress? Do you think the medicine has sanctified you? I mean, let me explain this, so that we can activate your discernment. Everything has to be activated. God gave it to us. But it has to be activated in our lives so it can be prevalent, so that we can birth it out, so that others can follow the vision, so that the kingdom of God can be completed, not only in our lives, but in other lives. The word of God reads in Hebrews 5. I'm going to read it, and I want to encourage you to write down the scriptures or go back into the on demand, and you'll be able to listen to the broadcast if you choose. And if someone would like to get a CD, you contact me. I'll be more than happy to send you a CD. But I also would like to encourage you to sow a seed in the ministry, because everything that we're doing is for the people of God. But the word of God says, Hebrews 5, verse 12 through 14, for when, and I'm reading out of the New King James Version, I believe it is, for when, for the time, ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracles of God, and are become such as we need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that use milk is unskillful in the word of God. For he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And I know that the majority of us probably have a keep up the King James. But what I want to say about this scripture, he who is on milk, the word of God says, is unskillful in the word of righteousness. But he who is full age, he's able to handle strong meat. And if he or she who has their senses exercised, gotta exercise your senses, we have to discern thoughts of whether, just like you exercise those muscles, you got to exercise those gifts. You got to use them. Now, are your feelings or thoughts good or evil? Have you ever been around someone and every single time they open their mouth, it's the thought of evil? Or have you ever heard yourself? You know, we all go there sometimes, but don't stay there. You know, you say, well, it's human nature. But human nature is not evil. Some things have joined human nature and made it less than what our God has intended for it to be. You know, if we remove what is not of God, we have human nature that has been sanctified to produce wholeness, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You know, God wants to sanctify you wholly. Wholeness in spirit, wholeness in your soul, and wholeness in your body. And God wants to sanctify our spirit. You know, it begins in the conversion of the human spirit. You know, when your mind is renewed. And how is our mind renewed? The word of God says, by the washing of the water of the word of God. So we have to wash our mind with the word of God. We have to, those thoughts that's not the word of God, we have to literally go deeper. Spiritual inventory of our personality. Doing it without fear. Don't be scared to examine yourself. That's how we get better. And we examine ourselves. We want to be a light. We're wondering why this didn't work, that didn't work. Because we don't examine ourselves. We all need to examine ourselves. And I encourage you, examine yourself. You have to look in the mirror and get in the presence and ask Him to reveal to you anything that's keeping you from being that soldier and whole in your body, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. And it is important that we do this, renew our mind. And so before you were one with the law of sin, the spirit and soul, now you are one with the law of God, spirit and soul. And your body is about to be conformed, tied up to health, not disease. We're going to use these tools, and we're going to watch wholeness come. We're going to watch healing come. You know, I want you to understand that your feelings are not always you. See, at times, we have become one with something as if it was us. A spirit of fear, can teach you to be so afraid through the Spirit. The spirit of fear can teach you to be afraid through your soul, which is your mind, and through your body connection, that your body may even shake. You ever see somebody shaking? So what they do is they give you a muscle relaxer, and the muscle relaxer causes the muscle to relax. Now the stress factor is gone, and now you're not shaking. Well, that same muscle relaxer that was given to you or the patient, you have that same power according to the power that worketh within you. A shake will be eradicated. And I want you to understand that that muscle relaxer will do the job for us that God has given us the power and the authority to do. Sometimes your body may go into, I'm going to say hyperventilation, heart palpitation, rash, high, catatonic state, depression. You might start sweating. And you looking at this situation, and you so convinced that this is real because you're looking at it with your eye, but it's not what you see with your eye. We have to go by faith. So the enemy will manifest these things, these diseases, because he has now controlled your thoughts. And the doctors say that rash is your nerves. The doctors say the hyperventilation is because you need to calm down. All these things, heart palpitation, because you're stressed out and you're worried. You know, and I mentioned high blood pressure. How can the enemy put this disease on us? You know, he's going to, he will give you a silly to worry. And not only will he give you a picture, he'll give you the thought to worry. And then a picture will be created, pictures of things that could possibly go wrong. Not now, not just now, but now and in the future. He'll make you worry about your children. Worry about your grandchildren. Worry. He'll get you to worry about the economy. He'll even worry about your mother-in-law who want to come live with you. Worry about finance. Worry about 6 o'clock news. It just gets you stirred up. It just gets you stirred up. And as a result, the enemy has trained you in our long-term memory to make worry part of our personality, to make worry part of our day, to make worry part of our life. And let's see what the scriptures say about worry. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 34. And it reads, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So all of the worrying, all it wants to do is to get you to violate this one scripture. So you're violating a principle that you're supposed to apply in the Word of God. So if it's not faith, the Word of God says, it's sin. Is there sin in the camp? And believe me, I always say, when I minister the Word of God, I be beating me all the time to hear first, so that I can get the courage and the strength to be better in Christ. So we worry about tomorrow. We worry about today. We worry about so many things. taking thoughts for tomorrow. And like I said, the enemy starts training you to be afraid. And he's not only going to give us thoughts and feelings, but he's going to let it feel like it's really real. And after a period of time, that thought, and I talked earlier about protein synthesis that creates the thought, will become permanent, and it will be a permanent part of our biology. So now, not only are we being tempted, but we have the law being working as part of our existence. So we not only want to be healed, but we want to equip ourselves with tools to stay well and to help others get well. This cannot be a selfish journey. When we hold that teaching skill, that teaching ability, it becomes selfish because we begin thinking only of ourselves. We must redefine health and healing in the world. Because it just, it isn't working. Everybody's taking medicine. There's medicine for this, medicine for that. Medicine. When I was in nursing school, I totally disagreed with the medicine. Because I saw, and I was reading the results. And it bothered me. You know, one of my cousins reminded me the other day, and she's in a nursing home, and she said to me, I was talking to her, and she's about 8th grade, but I was talking with her, and she said to me, you were supposed to go be a doctor. What happened? She said, because you had it where they would be taking all this medicine, because she remembered when I had such a problem with medicine. But I don't want to say don't take it because God gave doctors the gift to work situations out for those that don't know how to cast every thought into captivity, that don't know how to rule their lives. We have to learn how, and you know what the word with kingdom builders is, iron sharpens iron. So we sharpen the continents of our friends. We sharpen up each other. So I want you to have thick skin. And I don't want you to be on the defense. I don't want you to be on the offense. But I want you to receive this word so that you can see the difference in your life when your thoughts are under control, when your mind is under control, when your spirit is under, and your mouth is vital. Those words that you would say and you know before they come out, this is not God, this is not good, this is evil. And that's when you can watch it with the word of God. And you can begin to say, I'm not going to say that. Because guess what? I'm getting ready to cast that thought down right now in the name of Jesus. You can begin to do that. Because God gave you the power to do it. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited to know that I can take every thought and I can bring it into captivity. And I can take that stinking thinking, and I can begin to relax. I can literally touch my shoulder. And if my shoulder starts feeling stressed, I don't know how to make my shoulder relax. I don't know how to take authority over those things. You are God's creation. You're equipped to do just that. So when what happens in the situation in high blood pressure, and I talked about that in the beginning, as you become one with worrying, as you become one with it, the mind and the body connect. And there's a system in our body called the lympho system. And through that system, it puts things in motion. And then the hypothalamus, it integrates a pathway to produce all kinds of neurological misfires. They tell she needs to go see the neurologist. Or he needs to go see the neurologist. And what they're actually saying is, we can't find anything wrong. What they're actually saying is, and I have a friend, praise God, and I know that she's on the line. I know she don't mind me saying this. She was having those floaters in her eyes, flashers and floaters. And she kept saying, it's driving me crazy. She kept saying it. And every time I would talk to her, I would rebuke it every time she said it. So she stopped calling me. And she wanted to talk to me one day, and she said, well, I don't know if I call her. I can't say this, so I'm not going to say it. So I asked her. I said, so how's your mind today? And she said, in authority. So she began to start speaking. And I'll tell you, those floaters and those flashes have subsided. Now, she still gets it every now and then. But it's the beginning of a new day. It's the beginning of her learning how to take authority. We have power. We have power. And I just wanted to briefly say, I want to just talk briefly, then I want to get ready to come to a close. But the central nervous system, and then we got a system called the endocrine system, and the homeostasis, they are affected until you have sold the system. They are affected when psychological stress comes upon us, when we become fearful and worried. Those are things. Because it's not faith. We have to know that if our hearts start beating fast, you might have a dream, and you had a bad dream. And you wake up, your heart palpitates. What did that tell you? That dream called you to get it. That's why some people go on to glory in their sleep, because the enemy has attacked through their dream. But before you lay your head down, cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. And you don't have to worry about that dream. Because you could be in those dreams, and I don't know if you have done this, but I have done it. My dreams, sometimes, when the enemy comes in my dream, and I like know that I'm dreaming, I take control of my dream. And you can do it. If you face fear, and you talk to fear, and you command fear to die, in the name of Jesus. Fear is a coward. Fear will die. You have authority. And I want to encourage you to use it. A work of the flesh is what the enemy used. I think it's paramaclita. Paul calls it in Galatians 5. He calls it witchcraft because it offers itself as a healing, but it's not. It's a disease management. And I'm talking about a work of the flesh. See, when we take those pills, and you read what happens if you take them for a prolonged period of time, everything has an effect. Cause and effect. So we have to know how to prevent diseases. God said he gave us everything we need in the earth that he's given us in the land. And that's in Genesis. He said for good health. So, and then I'm going to just give you just a brief how to defeat the high blood pressure. if you understand how this kingdom speaks to you, the enemy kingdom want to build up its kingdom inside of you, so that your mouth will be a representation of the kingdom of the enemy. I want you to remember those last words. The enemy has a kingdom, and he wants to rule the kingdom of God. He wants to rule the kingdom of God. But he has no power unless we give it to him. We have been given the land. What we do with it is our choice. But I encourage you, take a start and let the enemy know he cannot possess your body. And I want you to begin to speak those words. And I want you to begin to believe those words. Know that Satan has an invisible kingdom. And he wants to build it up in you. And yes, we know those pains you have, and they're real because you feel them. But I still want you not to go by what you see or hear, but only go by the word of God. Let the enemy know that you are a mature saint on me. You are mature and you are meat. You're not on milk. You're on strong meat. And you're sealed in the word of God. The word of righteousness. Well, that means that we know how to do what's right. And we know how to discern when the enemy is trying to rule with the law of pain to create sickness in our bodies. So what will we do? What Paul said? Paul said, for our delight is the law of God after the inward rule. But he also said, but I see another law in my members that's warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Romans 7, verse 22 and 23. We're gonna close with that. But on next week, I'm gonna pick it up where I left off. But I want you to know that there's no lack in the kingdom. And as the man of God said, there's no failure. It's not an option. We win. We don't lose. The word of God says every good and perfect gift is from above. And it comes down from the Father of light. James 1 and 17. He also said in John 14 and 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. In Psalms 68 and 19, he said, blessed be the man who daily loads us with benefits. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Stolen us up daily, even the Lord of our salvation. I'm telling you, this is some good stuff. This is some good stuff God has given us. And don't take it lightly, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. So that means our mind has to be sound. Fear is a form of insanity because it falls short of the soundness of God's mind. And God says he has not given us the spirit of fear. That fear came from the enemy. God said he's given us power. He's given us love. He said he's given us a sound mind. So anything that comes against a sound mind is not God. Error is being taught in the body of Christ today. You know, some teach that healing passed away 2,000 years ago. For them it did. But if they say you don't believe God healed, then for me, they can watch me be healed. God will heal you. Listen, I'm going to close with this scripture. In Proverbs 17 and 22, what does it say? A merry heart. Ha! A merry heart does good. It's just like medicine. but a broken spirit. How, listen to this, drives the bone. Proverbs 17 and 22. Your heart must be merry. Because that's what, that's all in medicine. It's like for medicine. Medicine. Be made whole. Will you be made whole? Will you be in good health? Will you allow your soul to prosper? The Bible says he wished above all things. He wished above all things that we would be in good health, that our souls would prosper. My God, get the word of God, eat it. Wash yourself clean. Wash yourself whole with the word of God. Activate discernment. When something happens, see it and say, is this God? See it and say, is this good or is this evil? The Bible says, for my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because we have rejected knowledge. We will also reject thee, that ye shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. And I will also forget your children, Hosea 4:6. And we're going to close with that scripture. And I just want to encourage, I can't apologize for the word of God, but I know we have some people on the line that are going through right now. But I want to read that last scripture. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Don't take offense to it. And I'm not telling you to stop taking that medicine, but I'm telling you to apply the word of God. Apply the word of God. Because God said he'll put no disease upon us, as he has since. So God bless you. I encourage you, and I love you. I love you to life. Love you to life. And I just want to close with a word of prayer. I'm not going to open the lines up. But I'm heading back home. And I'm on my cell phone tonight, so I want to encourage everyone to get a clear sound. I apologize for that. I don't know how the sound came out. But I just want to play this song that God gave me. But I want to close out with that song. And then I also want to just say a word of prayer over the line. And then I want to be our God's word. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We graciously love on you, God. And we ask you right now that you would take this word of God, let it be the engrafted word in our spirit. Allow us, Father God, to eat the engrafted word. Allow us, Father, to grow. Open up our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirit, so that we can be made whole. So that we, Lord God, can be what you have ordained us to be. So that the vision shall live and not die. So that we'll be able to run with the vision. We thank you, Father God, that we're free in you. And we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that have rose up against us in judgment, that you have given us the power to cast down, to condemn. In the name of Jesus. Father, we graciously love on you tonight. And we apply the blood of Jesus over all the listeners. We apply the blood of Jesus over everyone on this line, even those that's on Skype. We thank you for the Skypers tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are on the internet. And those, even those that are from Kenya, we see you. We thank God for you. We bless you tonight. We glorify you, Father. For you said, Lord God, that your word would not go out vain. so we adore you. And we walk in our healing. And we thank you, Lord, that you have made us whole tonight. That you have gave us the choice to be made whole. And yes, we will be made whole. We will be made whole. Yes, we will be made whole. Yes, we will be made whole. We thank you that the portal of heaven have released our healing tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're walking in it. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're talking in it. We thank you, Lord God, that we're living in it. Our families are blessed. We're blessed. Our children are blessed. Everything that we touch is blessed. And we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. For yourself. And I speak life over you tonight. You shall live and not die. You shall succeed and not fail. You shall win and not lose. I speak life over your family tonight. I speak life over your loved ones tonight. I speak life over that vision tonight in the name of Jesus. I speak life. God speak life. And you shall speak life. And watch. Your wholeness shall manifest. Wholeness come now in the name of Jesus. Well, I want to encourage you tonight. I'm truly excited for being fed the word of God as I was feeding you. Truly, I'm getting fed. Just be encouraged. If you want to sow into the ministry, because we are stretching. We're stressing. We're starting Kingdom Builders Plaza. We're starting our monthly empowerment. That's going to be at the Living Way Christian Center every first Saturday. For the month of May. The month of June, we will be somewhere else because of something being held at the ministry. But from that on, from June on, we'll be there every month, the first Saturday of the month, monthly empowerment, not just for women, women and men. So I want to encourage you. And it won't be just preaching. We'll be doing different things to be empowered. So grab a loved one, bring them out with you. We will be encouraging God. We'll be encouraged. The address is 235 West 40th Avenue, and that's the Living Way Christian Center. Our pastor is Apostle Leonard Emmons, our Father in the Lord. And I also want to acknowledge our Father in the Lord in Detroit, Bishop James A. Jennings of our Shield of Faith International Ministry. These are important people in my life, and there's others. But I just want to thank God for these two particular men, for they have thrown into me, and I just encourage you to pray for them. Keep them lifted up. Keep their ministries lifted up in the Lord. And I just bless all the Kingdom Builders, everyone that's on the line. I just send blessings of love and peace and joy to you. Well, God bless you. And somebody else, I just want you to, God gave me this song to play, and I'm going to play it now. But be encouraged and praise God, and God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful.
We're living in a time where everybody is struggling for their lives. They're stressed. They're depressed. But with the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you. I speak blessings of health, blessings of peace. To my brothers and sisters all around the world, especially those in South Africa, struggling with AIDS, in Brazil, the States.
I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother, my sister, I speak life. You are the head and not the tail. You will prevail. I speak life.
Life, and I want you to begin to speak life. Begin to enjoy the blessings of joy. Begin to provoke and activate the joy, a merry heart, and watch your healing come. Begin to laugh without a cause. Begin to laugh without a cause. For the Bible says, a merry heart, a merry heart. Well, I love you. I'm releasing you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. And I thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Daughters International Intercessors. God, wonderful, wonderful evening.